All right, it's 8:41 on the ticket. Radio Row in Houston is where we are. Site is Super Bowl 51. On Monday night, they had opening night where the media got to meet the Falcons and the Patriots. And our veteran correspondent, Ribby Paltz, was there covering the Falcons media session for us. And he files this interview with a very famous Falcon.
Ribby Paltz here with the good player, man. What's your name and number, sir?
My name is Josh Kies. I'm number 52.
Josh, that's right. Josh, been my favorite player for about 10 years now. How long you been in the NFL?
I've been in the NFL for 2 years. My second year.
Good deal. You ready for the game? You ready for this thing?
Of course, yeah.
You gone party?
We'll party, on Sunday night.
Sunday night. Have you met Matty Ice?
I have met Matty Ice.
For the Falcons?
He's my teammate.
That you're on?
Yep. And a Boston College Eagle as well.
Is he a good time man?
He's a great guy.
This thing that we got going on here is pretty regonk, isn't it?
It's pretty wild, but it's pretty awesome.
Pretty good regonk. Pretty damn good regonk. Moment of silence for Nicole Simpson.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Wow.
Nicole Simpson.
What'd you think of Trump banning Obama from coming back into the country?
That's a serious subject, but right now we're focused on winning this game.
Good answer. The man knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Right. When was the last time you scream vomited?
I don't think I've ever scream vomited.
You know what I'm talking about? When you vomit, you're like screaming out the sweet Jesus to deliver you into hell?
No.
Gosh. Good, that's a good deal. Did you still meet Matty Ice?
Oh, Matty Ice actually went to my school, so Matty Ice was there before I got there, but I've known Matty Ice for some years.
That's good.
Boston College
had an Eagle still, right?
Still the Eagles.
All right, good
deal. And gold.
You know, Doug Flutie went there.
He did. Great
you
quarterback.
You met Doug Flutie?
I have, great guy.
Basically comes up to your balls, he's so short.
Oh no.
Wow.
I would say he's a little taller than that.
All right, if you could cast a spell on the homeless, why would you do that?
It would be that everybody would be happy and not homeless.
Do you hate Skip Bayless as much as the Lord does?
Gosh. Skip Bayless is doing his job. He's a great guy, and we're just here to win the Super Bowl.
Nice political answer there again.
That's all you get in a political answer out of me.
All right, identify who said this sports quote. I love Colorado.
I don't know.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant said that? When?
When he was a little bit behind.
Okay.
And he was about to finish.
All right.
Do you ever wish you could meet Kenny Albert and Donald Duck's above-ground love child?
Who is that?
Donald Duck?
Yeah.
He's a cartoon character.
Don't know.
And Kenny Albert's the son of that guy who...
Don't know.
Got busted biting the buttocks of a...
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
Well, thank you for your time. Good luck.
Yeah. Okay, definitely, yeah.
All right. Right
there you go. Jeez.
Poor Josh Keyes. You know what?
The whiplash-inducing interview.
Scream vomited.
It's gotten to a point, and we are the only station that employs Ribby. We can't ever... We're his life force. We're his lifeline.
It's time we fire him, though.
No, we can't. I know he's given us nothing over the last 20 years, but I don't have the heart to let him go.
I think it's time.
No. Who else would ask a question like, when's the last time you scream vomited?
Oh, yeah, when you're screaming and vomiting and praying to Jesus to deliver you into hell.
All right.
What?